Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you know what that sound means. I'm in the paddock, F1. Greeny and the cheese. Oh, there's no race this weekend. Do you know what that means? It's time for the In the News special. Oh, and there's some goody tidbits this week. Let's start off just right off the bat. The bombshell coming out. Red Bull saying nothing about it. They're saying it ain't true. But apparently, Adrian Newey has told Red Bull he wants to get out of Dodge. He wants to leave. And another tidbit of news also. Adrian Newey's wife was seen in Italy looking at the housing market. How about that, sir? Ooh, doggies.
When the wife's looking at houses, you know the move is coming. It's been long. It's been long coming for Adrian Newey. The man has been around, and the man is ice water in his veins. He's been through it, man, and he's definitely going towards the end of his career. I think he's 65 now, so he's definitely on the back end of his F1 career. And when you get to a point like Adrian Newey is, when you really have the pick of whatever you want to do, or also the pick of just leaving, I'm sure he's probably well off enough to just walk away. Even being a consultant for a Formula One team, he'd make more than enough to be able to survive. If he's not well off enough already, I don't know his personal finances. But yeah, his options are limitless when you're that age and have been that accomplished for your entire Formula One career. When you've been in the sport since 1981, I believe. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. And what he wants to do is finish his career. It looks like potentially with Ferrari here. And that's what he wants to do. And if that's what he wants to do, it's what he's going to get to do. He has that option. When you're the best at what you do, you have that option. And that's case closed, man. As far as he's concerned, I don't know what's going on internally. But also, when you get to a certain age, you don't want to deal with the bullshit anymore. Let's be frank, man. Let's be honest. You have tension at work. We all deal with tension at work. We'd all love to be like, take this job and shove it and walk out. But we can't do that. But we're not Adrian Newey. And he can do that. It's kind of a rare thing, to be honest. You have to be really at the pinnacle of your job to be able to say, you know what? Screw you. I'm out of here. And I could just walk in anywhere else. And every other door is open for me. And again, the man has been ice water since he was working with Williams back in the day, man. His years at McLaren, he's been at Red Bull since pretty much day one. He's paid his dues, beyond paid his dues, and he's turned Formula One as far as the engineering goes to the next level, and they owe him a lot. They owe him a lot. So Red Bull can't really say much. I mean, they could be pissed off about it, which they should, but there seems to be something internal going on that we don't know about, that's not good. And I don't know if you have any further insight on this, but I'm sure you have plenty to say about the rot in the house of Red Bull.
Rumor has it that he's not happy with the whole Christian Horner situation. Said to be a little bit on the fearful side, I guess you could say, of what's been going on. So he doesn't like what's going on behind the scenes. Man wants out. He's not comfortable. He was comfortable there for 20 years, and he's not comfortable anymore. So he wants out. Said in the past, he's always wanted to work for Ferrari and to work with Lewis Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Fred Vassar made the moves, brought in Lewis. So now if he could pull this off and bring in Adrian Newey, as a comment I saw to some of the stories on this, if Fred pulls this off, he will be Jesus to the Tifosi.
He'll be
a man walking on water if he brings Hamilton, which he's done, and he brings in the best car designer currently in Formula One over to the team. Oh yes, They will be rejoicing in Italy like it's Christmas.
Until they win a title, until they put one on the board, which they have not done in a very long time, as you know. It's been 2 decades now since they brought a title home. There will be no Christ-like comparisons until they bring home the title. They're putting themselves in a position for the first time in many, many years to do so. But let's be honest. Until there's a title brought home, constructors or drivers or otherwise.
The pieces might be assembled. You got to build a team first before you can be a championship contender.
Oh, they're going to be a championship contender next year. And I think right off the bat, definitely in 2026, if not 25. Yeah, they're putting themselves in a position to win in 26. And they should be. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, just like Red Bull positioned themselves into the next generation after Mercedes as soon as so every new generation of a vehicle, you know, some team's going to position themselves to be the team to run out the next 3-4 seasons. Yeah, of course they're doing that, and they damn well should, man. They're the New York Yankees, they're the whatever Dallas Cowboys, they're the Manchester United, whoever you want to call them, and they're expected to win. Love them or hate them, they're expected to win. And when you don't, and when you are these major franchises from around the world that have had consistent winning at some point, you know, over many decades, it's time to start winning again. And Ferrari is putting themselves in a awesome position to get it done, man. And this is another piece of their puzzle, to use a pretty lame term, but yeah, it's pretty piece of their puzzle. And it's a hell of a piece, man. It's a hell of a piece between Lewis Hamilton, regardless of how Lewis Hamilton drives, just his wisdom and his input, but putting Newey and Hamilton, I mean, this is an all-star team. It's an all-star team, and managed by Fred Vasser, who's just doing a phenomenal job so far. But it's early in the season. It's early through this process. We got a long way to go, man. And but the finish line's looking a lot sweeter for Ferrari.
Yes, sir.
What else you got?
I became official this morning, actually. Nico Hülkenberg is leaving Haas. Going to stake, which is, you know, to be turning to Audi short in a season or so. So Audi is making moves early. They're also going after Carlos Sainz with a big offer, putting the drivers together before they officially take over the team. Damn smart move, in my opinion.
Good move. It's a good move.
I mean, Nico's been having a good season.
Yeah, and Haas did the same thing back when they were coming into Formula One back in 2016, was it? You know, kind of piquing everyone's interest with K-Mag and Romain Grosjean at the time. Yeah, I mean, Carlos Sainz is a much bigger name than any of them. It's going to be the biggest name, but it's definitely a good start. I had heard about this a couple weeks ago, so I sent an email over to the folks over at Haas. And do you know what they told me, Cheese?
Bupkis?
Nothing. They did not respond to my email, as they continue to do. So if the folks at Haas are out there listening, you know, a courtesy no comment would be fantastic. But the ignoring me hurts as one of the few Haas fans on the planet. So especially one with a low frequency podcast here. So with all of that, yeah, it's time to move on, you know, for sure. We want, as Haas fans go, definitely want to look at some young guys. You know, Nico had his ups and downs for sure. He definitely raced the best race he could. I think him coming off of a hiatus, definitely it's really rough for Formula One drivers because of their routine to take a year off as Nico did. And I don't think he ever got back what he had, you know, years ago, plus a little bit older. So I can't imagine him being some kind of world burner over at stake. And Yeah, this is the last place team from last year. So let's not forget that, even though they look like the sixth or seventh best team this year, Haas on the grid. Let's not forget that. But any team in the back five really should be in a position to be using younger drivers. We talked about Ollie Bearman, or we haven't. You and I had spoke about that off the podcast. Coming in there to Haas, that'd be great. I think K-Mag, it's time for him to move on as well. It's been great having him back, and for many reasons, especially from the PR perspective of it, they do a really good job. Him and Nico have done a great job selling the product of Haas, or as best job as they possibly could with a mediocre team like Haas. So kudos to them and everything they did, and it's time to move on. Time to move on. He deserves it. He put his work in, and hopefully this Audi team is potentially better than the Haas team for Nico's sake, and he gets to take a step forward. But hopefully for my sake that the kids come in and Haas is clearly better in 2 years than Audi, and we could say, nah, and Nico can sit there and go back to Australia and go to his farm. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this, that steak team's got a lot more funding than Haas does, and Haas will have in a couple of years either, when Audi's backing that thing, so good luck with that. Good luck with that.
A man can dream.
They're not coming in to finish at the back of the pack.
Maybe if Haas return my emails, I can say something more positive, if I can get some inside information here. And if you want to jump on the podcast as well, anyone on Haas, jump on, man. We've been asking you guys to come on the show. So stop hiding behind your desks and come on out and start talking about this stuff, because we want to know who's replacing Nico. We want to know what the plans are. We want to get excited for Haas racing, and we don't want Audi to come and push Haas back to the back of the pack, where they may very well end up by the end of the season. So give us some love here and shout us out. But until then, sir, yeah, that's a story for 2025. Any other news that is fit for the show today?
Ferrari.
Oh, God.
Next weekend in Miami.
Oh, God.
We'll have a blue car, apparently.
Oh, God.
WTF. That's what I got to say about that. Nobody wants to see a blue Ferrari. Only red. That's it. Red. Red. It's Ferrari. Red.
They've turned into a blueberry. Who was that? Veruca Salt from, from Willy Wonka? Was she the one turned into a blueberry? It's been a while. Is that right?
I think so.
Well, email us at inthepaddockusa@gmail.com and give us your best blueberry comparison there. But yeah, holy moly, man. You told me that this is before the show. I don't know how I didn't hear about this, but what the hell's going on? That's like, I can't even compare it, because I've never seen anything so awful in sports or heard anything so awful in sports in my entire life, that a car, a Ferrari, that's recognized as a red car, that when you hear the word Ferrari, you see the color red. Everyone sees the color red when you hear the word Ferrari. Do you not?
Yep.
That's the only color you see when someone's like, oh, there's a Ferrari, and you turn around. I've never even seen a blue Ferrari on the road. I've seen actually some weird like green Ferraris or other colors, which are also blasphemous. If you're going to get a Ferrari, get a red Ferrari. And if you're going to be in Formula One with a Ferrari,
there's only two colors,
it better be red.
There's only two colors you can ever buy a Ferrari in. That's red. If you want to go outside of red, you can go with the yellow. The badge yellow.
With the yellow. You could go with the black. I'd be okay with the black.
Black's all right. Black's all right.
Even though it's more of like really, a Lamborghini color.
Really, it's just red and yellow. That's it. That's it. The blue color makes me sick.
I don't even know what to say about that. What's the marketing? Is there like a marketing strategy behind
this? It's the anniversary of Ferrari coming to America. or some rubbish like that. So they got to come up with a special delivery. You know, how about a red one? How about you throw a little red, a little yellow, or something like that in there? You know, a little something extra. Not blue. Your Ferrari.
The anniversary of coming to America. The only people that could celebrate the anniversary of coming to America. I can't. Maybe Amerigo Vespucci? I mean, like, you know, where are we going with this?
I don't know. It's when the car brand came to America. Or some
where are we going with this? Eddie Murphy?
I mean,
Eddie Murphy was coming to America. That's a good movie, by the way.
That was a good movie.
The first one, not the second one.
The second one
was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
But this isn't a film review show. It's a Formula One show.
No, this is not. That's right.
Blew out of control. I don't know what they were going to do. If you go to like the mall next weekend and see somebody with a Ferrari shirt and it's got like a blue Ferrari on it, it's like the Smurf car. This is called the Smurf car.
Disgust.
I have nothing more to say about that. You got anything else up your sleeve this week for In the News, sir?
Not really, no. I mean, if you've wanted to talk about it, you know, the official name change of Ferrari will change starting this weekend and henceforth because they signed a very big lucrative deal, sponsorship with HP. So instead of Scuderia Ferrari, it'll be known as Scuderia Ferrari HP.
Is that Hewlett-Packard?
That is correct.
Well, it's appropriate. I mean, Hewlett-Packard was founded in a garage, and Ferrari's live in a garage.
As most tech computer companies were founded in a garage.
Used to, back in the day. Not anymore. Not anymore. Back then, it was someone's mom's garage. So appropriate for Hewlett-Packard. Within their theme.
They gave Ferrari a buttload of cash, so we're going to put their name on the car and put a little HP at the end.
Right on. Well, hopefully everyone at Ferrari will get discounts on their document printing.
Ooh, maybe some new computers.
And ink needs. Some free laptops. Hell yes. Yeah, yes. I mean, HP's going to be out there. They're going to be on everything this weekend. So if you see that and you are not imagining things, it'll be all over the computers and obviously software and things like that all over the garage. So good for them. Good for them. More money. I'm assuming they paid a hefty
fee
to get in that.
It's right up there with the sponsorship deal that Red Bull has with Oracle. So big money.
Right.
It's big money coming to the team. So again,
yes,
they're making moves.
And that's the Oracle from the Matrix who sponsors that. So that's actually a big deal. And on that note, sir, no, it's a tech company from Silicon Valley, California. But
yes, I know this.
I just watched The Matrix the other day for the first time in a while. So you know how that goes. This is not a film review show, as I mentioned earlier. We mentioned it many times. Where are we going next, sir?
We'll be in Miami, South Beach, baby.
Miami.
On May the 4th,
1,000 miles from New York.
On May the 4th, be with you weekend.
On May the 4th and Cinco de Mayo. As well.
Yes.
It was quite the festive weekend.
It's going to be a festive weekend down there in Miami.
If you are a Mexican nerd, you are about to have the greatest weekend of your entire life. Absolutely.
Party down.
And on that note, we'll see you guys next
week. As always,
week.
My friends, stay Medicaid.
Peace.